Well, as we close this, the last week of ordinary time, unbelievably, it won't be ordinary time again for like 3 months. So I hope you sing that alleluia this morning with full gusto. I did. Because we won't be singing it again on a Sunday for like over 40 days. But before the season of Lent begins this week with Ash Wednesday, the church gives us these readings that are really, I think, well-suited as we turn our attention to Lent and prepare for the great season of Lent. Because at the heart of Lent, it's not first about giving something up. Right? It's about a changed heart. A changed heart. Our conversion, that interior conversion that the Lord is seeking. Now, there's a common misunderstanding that the Old Testament was all about strict rules. And then when Jesus comes along, he relaxes everything. Right? That misunderstanding, really, it's as old as the church herself. It's one of the first heresies the church had to contend with, one known as Marcionism. And this tried to separate the so-called God of the New Testament, the Jesus of the New Testament, from the God of the Old Testament. Right? The Old Testament, this mean, vengeful God. And then in the New Testament, Jesus, who's nice and peaceful. You know, just be nice to everybody. But if we listen carefully to our gospel this Sunday, we hear something very different. You have heard that it was said, but I say to you. Right? Jesus doesn't lower the standard. In fact, he deepens it. Right? You shall not kill. That's the external act. But Jesus goes further. You know, what about the anger behind it? The resentment, the contempt. Right, when we gossip or slander another, you know, how have we killed someone's reputation with our words and not conducted ourselves as mature Christians? You shall not commit adultery. Again, the external act. But Jesus goes deeper. What about the lust behind sexual sin? The intention, the gaze of the heart. Jesus isn't satisfied, brothers and sisters, with just mere surface level obedience. Right? Obedience to external laws. He's not forming people who simply avoid major crimes, right? Not murdering someone is a very low bar. Not committing adultery is a baseline. But God wants more for us than that. He wants holiness. He wants people who are holy. And holiness isn't just about what we do. It's about who we are becoming. Remember, holiness is a process. The whole Christian life is one of being continually transformed more and more into the likeness of Jesus Christ. And Jesus is after the interior life. He's not content with external conformity. He wants a righteousness, as we hear in the gospel, that surpasses the scribes and Pharisees, a righteousness that reaches into our desires, our thoughts, our delights, our motives. You know, think about murder, right? I hope all of us here are thinking, well, I would never murder someone. Good. I would hope so. But often we refrain of things because of consequences, because of fear or just our reputation, not simply because our hearts are in fact perfectly pure. But Jesus says, I want a people whose hearts are changed so that hatred itself is driven out. And this is what God has always desired. Not just rule followers, but sons and daughters. Sons and daughters with a changed heart, with new hearts. And this is exactly what Lent is for. Lent is this grace-filled season when we stop managing appearances and allow the Lord to examine the heart, to ask, what's really going on inside me? Where is their bitterness? Where is their lust? Where is the pride? Where do my intentions not match my outward behavior? You know, the ashes we receive on Wednesday are placed externally on our foreheads, but they're meant to reach much deeper, right? They're meant to remind us that we are dust and that we need God to remake us from the inside out. Jesus is calling us, brothers and sisters, to a new way of living. Not just avoiding evil, but becoming holy. Not just staying out of trouble, but becoming saints. And we know what that looks like because we've seen it. We've seen it. We see it in the saints. Right? Their lives aren't merely just free of scandal. They're radiant. They love their enemies. They forgive. They're pure of heart. They're willing to suffer rather than to sin. I mentioned last Sunday the Uma family from Poland, Yusef and Victoria and their seven children, including one unborn child. Right? I mentioned how the Uma family, who were beatified in 2023 by Pope Francis as a family. Right, beautiful, just a beautiful example. But what I didn't mention, right, maybe some of you know, is what led to their beatification. Now, of course, they lived a quiet holiness, and that's what I was highlighting, just the ordinary living out of family life and that quiet fidelity they chose to Christ, just in the ordinary. But see, that's what prepared them to do something truly extraordinary. As you may or may not know, the Uma family sheltered Jewish neighbors during World War II and ultimately sacrificed their own lives for their neighbors. Yusef and Victoria and the seven children were executed by German police on March 24th in 1944, became martyrs for the faith. The letter of St. Paul's letter to the Romans reminds us the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. As we hear in John's gospel, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for a friend. And the Uma family beautifully exemplifies this perfect imitation of Christ's sacrificial love. This is what happens when holiness isn't merely skin deep, but rather all-consuming. That kind of life doesn't happen by accident. It happens because of a deep interior conversion. And Lent gives us the space to cooperate with that grace through prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Not as external performances, but as tools to reshape the heart. Fasting exposes our attachments. Prayer reorients our desires. Almsgiving stretches our love, and all of it is aimed at one thing, a new heart. And here's the hope, brothers and sisters, the same Lord who sets the bar high also offers mercy. When we see how far our hearts are from where they should be, we're not meant to despair. We're meant to turn back, and that's what Lent is for. It's a turning back, making that return to the Lord once again. And this is why Lent always includes a renewed call to confession. So please avail yourself, especially during the season of Lent, to the sacrament of confession. And I'll note once again, as you'll see in the parish bulletin, our various area penance services during Lent, including one that we'll be hosting here on March 18th, where there'll be multiple priests present. Because God doesn't reveal the heart to shame us, but to heal us. He seeks not to condemn, but to transform. So as we approach Ash Wednesday, we're invited to reflect in just a simple but a sobering question. Are we willing to let Christ change our hearts, or are we content with the low bar? This week, the church will invite us once again to repent and believe in the gospel. Let this not be routine. Let this be real for each of you, because God isn't just asking for better behavior or just good people. Just nice people. He's asking for your heart. He's asking for saints. And Lent is the time he gives us to let him take our heart, to cleanse it, and to make it new. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.